Okay, this is the Special Real Property Committee meeting, 10:30 a.m. Thursday, March 14th, 2019. And this is to call to order and acknowledge that the press and the public were duly notified of the meeting in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act. The purpose of the meeting is discussion of the South Carolina DHEC permits for marina operations. And we will go into executive session to receive update and legal advice on South Carolina DHEC permit options for marina operations in accordance with South Carolina Code Section 30-4-7, parentheses 2. Upon returning to open session, the committee may take action on matters discussed in executive session.
Before you all go into executive session, I will give you a quick breakdown, an overview of the findings, the information that we have found, and then I'll recommend that you all make a motion to go into executive session to receive legal advice on what the options are.
Okay, thank you.
The audio is not really working, so I'll just move it.
So we have been made aware that the Tidal Wave Water Sports Dock structure is out of compliance with the last issued permit, which is dated from 1995, which is before the city purchased the marina property. The permit was then modified in 2003, which allowed the reconfiguration of some of these areas. However, even with the 2003 modification, the structure in itself has been found non-compliant with that 1995 permit. And I'll walk you through what we have found through Kirby's permitting efforts and also through a FOIA request that was submitted and distributed to the city not long ago, where we were able to look at all the permits from 1986 and 1995. And also, as you all know, the city contracted ATM to go through permitting for the entire marina dock rehabilitation project. So you all have in front of you a drawing. I'm going to be referring to this drawing right here. And this depicts the existing structure here. Marie, you can have this.
Yes.
It shows what's there right now. The 1995 permit allowed the placement of 10 jet ski docks to the floating dock, to the 10 by 80 floating dock that you see right there. However, in 2003, it was requested by the owners of the business to reconfigure and reduce the size of that jet ski dock and the placement of the jet boat ski dock that is on the inside of the floating dock. So the 10 jet ski docks were approved in 1995. Then the modification in 2003 reduced those platforms from 10 to 8. Currently there are 10. So two of them are unauthorized.
Shouldn't the door be open for this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Randy says shut it, but I'm like, if somebody
comes in,
what are you talking about?
Absolutely.
But they're certainly allowed in.
Wait on me.
The jet boat ski dock that's on the inside of the floating dock is larger than the floating structure that was approved in 2003. The structure that was approved in 2003 was an 8.4 by 20 feet long floating dock structure. The 12 by 17 floating dock is larger than what was approved in 2013. In 2013, you might all recall that the city submitted permits and a permit application to DHEC to completely redevelop that dock and replace it and conduct a brand new dock project there. After the permits were received, the city decided to not go through that project and only repair and modify what was existing at that time there. However, that permit allowed that floating dock to be 10 by 16, but the actual floating dock that's in place right there is 12 by 17. Also, the pierhead on the fixed dock, it is larger than what was approved in 1995, which was an 8x10 pier head. So we find our, you know, we have this information here. This is part of the work. The permitting of all this information was part of the is part of ATM's work for permitting for the Marina Dock project. However, we have been notified, we have been made aware that DHEC has noted these inconsistencies, and the city, the original permit, again, I'll go back to the 1995 permit. That permit is the permittee, is the permit has been issued to the permittee, who is Tidal Wave Runners. This was before the city even owned the marina. The city should have that permit under its name. That is my recommendation, that is Kirby's recommendation as well, that the city pursue permitting this structure under our name, because this is owned by the city, not by anybody else.
Just if I may, it's a word choice. Inconsistencies in this case are violations to the permits, correct?
Correct.
Right, so I don't want to use words like inconsistencies. These are violations. Secondly, I do think at some point we need to talk about where the permits actually reside because of changes in the business entity names. I can tell you, I'm confused as to whether even Tidal Wave is a permit holder or businesses that no longer exist are the permit holders. In any event, I 100% concur that we need to pull the permitting back into the city and clean it up. But there's so many true inconsistencies when you look back historically at this that, you know, we've got to unravel this and figure out what the right course of action is.
I know the original permittee. I'm still friends with him. He's in Greensboro. His name is Billy White. And he'd be very interested in making sure his name went on this. I'm sure. He's been gone for a long time.
The city could pursue a permit application.
I'm laughing. Totally inappropriate in the meeting, but being from Greensboro and related to the Whites, I kind of wonder.
The city, we basically have two options. We either pursue the permit, a new permit, to request DHEC to permit the existing structure as it is after the fact, so that the permit is consistent to what is there. Or the other option presented by DHEC is for the city to scale back and make sure that the structure is compliant with the 1995 permit, which would mean making some modifications to the structure there, putting it back, making it compliant to what it was approved in 1995.
Just one quick question. If the city does go for a permit of the existing structure, DHEC doesn't necessarily have to approve it.
Correct. They will not tell us whether or not this is something that they would approve.
Okay.
They lay out the process that we would have to follow to submit that application, and that process goes as follows. We submit an application to DHEC. DHEC puts a public notice for 30 days, a 30-day public notice. Then after the public notice ends, they have 90 days. They give themselves 90 days to reach a permit decision. So that is when they take all the input from the public notice, they evaluate the permit application, and the staff makes a determination about whether or not this would be permitted. We would have to go through that motion to understand whether, to know whether or not DHEC would approve the existing structure. There are things that I think would be approved. They are not considered egregious, an egregious violation. But there are other things that I don't know whether or not DHEC would approve, even if we or apply.
Desiree, let me jump in a little bit here, because it's even worse than that. So take that best case scenario and say they would approve everything, right? The reality is we're almost in April. So we'll have an operating period of at least 120 days where no matter what happens with the permitting process, we are not compliant to the permits. The other thing Desiree hasn't mentioned, it's not just DHEC. So if you look at these pictures and you see that 10-foot jet ski dock, and you look at the 77.4-foot length of floating dock, that solid line indicates encroachment into the Army Corps of Engineers 125-foot line. Yeah. Right? So there is no conceivable and we've already had this discussion with Kirby, there is no conceivable scenario where that encroachment into the waterway will be allowed. So that says, even so, that 10 jet ski dock, which they've indicated should be 8, cannot be sitting out there in the waterway operating. To me, that's a more egregious concern than can we change the... That's correct, Jimmy.
That should be the end of the
that's
structure.
Right. That's exactly right.
I'm not sure if the line really depicts where it is, but there's roughly 3 feet of that floating dock. That
may not be to scale, but you'd have to...
It's pretty close.
Yes.
Yeah, you'd have to pull that floating dock back, eliminate the jet ski dock there. Those are where they...
The platform shouldn't be here at all, you're saying?
Yeah, so
I will,
let me finish, please. So I asked Kirby, I said, so when that floating dock is in place and that jet ski dock perhaps not in place, could you operate jet skis along that waterway? Could you pull a parasail boat up along that waterway? Yes. You can use it as a tie-off for dockage, but you can't have the intrusion into the 125 feet.
You can't have a structure in
what's considered a permanent structure.
And I will say that the 1995 permit allowed or instructed the movement, the landward movement of this floating dock closer to land to accommodate the jet ski dock platforms, because 8 were approved, 10 were approved back then. I do not know if in reality that action took place, if the floating dock was indeed moved landward to accommodate this, or if this platform was just attached to the existing floating structure without moving it back. But in reality, what we have found is that that structure is encroaching into that required Army Corps offset.
Okay, question. The jet ski dock that is landward, was that what they requested to move landward and then they just didn't move the other one landward?
So part of that request was to reduce the size of this, of the 10 jet ski docks,
right,
reduce it to 8, and install this one. Okay. But the approved was an 8.4 times 20, and the one that is right there now is 16 by 24.
So there wasn't the idea that the jet ski dock that is intruding was going away.
Correct.
They were moving inside, they were adding a separate
one. There's a key piece here. We don't think, and we don't know this for sure, Desiree and I have tried to assemble this as best we can, we don't think that DHEC is aware of the Army Corps of Engineer encroachment. Right? So they're reporting, the encroachment came from Army Corps of Engineer, not from DHEC. So DHEC could be having conversation around this reducing 10 to 8, unaware of the encroachment, right? So that would produce a different result between tidal wave and DHEC than the one that we're going to have to look at.
So help me here. Is OCRM a part of DHEC?
Yes.
So it is an agency of DHEC.
Correct.
So DHEC is, say, here, and OCRM is here, and they're not talking. Okay.
So I think when we talk, when we say DHEC, we're talking DHEC OCRM.
Okay.
So it's the same thing.
That's where I was getting. Okay, fine.
So the violation that was found by DHEC recently is the issue of the number of jet dock platforms. It should be 8, there's 10 now. But we have since then discovered the encroachment of that center line as well. And I will say, back in December, early January, we were notified, we were Tidal Wave Water Sports, Michael Femme, the Femme brothers, reached out to the city and let us know that they were having conversations with DHEC and they needed to update their operations manual.
Right.
They asked us for permission to use the survey prepared by ATM. Right. And also they mentioned some ADA issues with the ramp, which we know existed,
right,
and it's part of the overall dock project.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think this goes beyond maybe what they even knew, that the actual structure that has been in place since 1995, earlier than 1995, is not compliant with the permit that was issued in 1995.
One last little question. This outside dock that intrudes says 10 jet skis.
Mm-hmm.
But how many is the interior?
Is it 4 or 6?
So there's actually 14 jet skis.
I think he's got two
boats.
4 plus 2. He's got two boats in here like this,
mm-hmm,
like the
correct Runabouts.
Parasail boat or runabouts. And then I think he's also got two jet ski docks in here like this.
So there's more jet ski docks.
And you see, yes, you see here where it says two unauthorized jet ski docks.
Right.
That is not shown in the drawing, but it is there right now. Adjacent to that 12 by 17 dock, there is another two jet ski dock platforms. And that is why in the DHEC violation report mentions four unauthorized jet ski docks.
See. That's where my math was.
Yeah, there's two here, and then there's the additional two here where it should be, rather than 10, should be 8.
Got it.
And it should also be noted that there's nowhere along the way where the city's lease lines up to the permit, right? So, you know, one would question, which I certainly do, how do we have a lease that didn't take into account what was permitted?
Well, interject there because we are... Your discussion with Mr. Williams talks about it just being structure, not the operation.
So DHEC's permit only refers to the structure. They do not get into authorizing or regulating the use. That dock, it's already classified as a commercial dock. So if the city allows them to have two motorboats, 16 jet skis, and one parasailing boat, they don't get into authorizing
that. Even though the structure is not permitted for that many.
Yeah, I guess because they could keep some on land and bring them over.
That's right.
Correct.
Do what?
Just as long as they're not parked there.
Correct.
However, the permit requires them to be in compliance with their operations and maintenance manual. We have found, and that is what they have been working on, trying to update that operations manual, because it hasn't been updated since 1995 when that operation was solely a jet ski rental business.
Okay.
So, and that was what they were requesting assistance from the city in, because they were working on updating that manual. But the structure, I think we're dealing with updating the operations and maintenance manual is simple. I think what we have learned through Kirby's permitting research, going through all this, is that the actual structure is part of the problem. So I don't know if at this point we want to get into...
Well, before we do, let me just say also, you know, you could look at this at surface level and say, wow, how come Tidal Wave didn't come to us with all this? It's very simple. I don't think there's been any hidden agendas or egregious behavior. I think they've been through a very similar discovery process. We actually have more information than they do right now. And I spoke to Michael this morning, and I will tell you, he still isn't fully aware, nor was I until coming in here with these drawings, you know, some of the other issues that we're confronted with. So yeah, the intention here is to get everybody on a level playing field so that we know what to deal with and get sound advice between Kirby and Julia Copeland on what we do going forward. With that? I think it's time.
Well, I mean, Kirby can talk about the practical application and how Michael can actually, if it's possible, to run in compliance this summer while we go through the permitting process.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys want to talk to him about that after we go into executive session or before, it's totally up to you guys.
Let's go ahead and go into executive session. We can come out and, you know, after.
You have time.
Do I leave?
No,
No.
No, I just know what your
stand
time.
In the hallway.
What
quiet.
Your time schedule is.
I'm at your disposal.
Okay.
Is this when we break out the paddles?
Yeah.
So
I'll make a motion.
We need a motion.
Motion to go into executive session.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We're
now in executive session.
Now you are trapped officially.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Oh, happy birthday.
Okay. It is now 12:28. We are now out of executive session.
Where you received legal advice.
Where we have received legal advice relative to South Carolina Code Section 30-4-7, (2).
I move that the city pursue a permit through DHEC and the Army Corps of Engineers to bring the tidal wave structures into compliance.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay.
Any other discussion?
There's nothing else on the agenda, so.
Okay. Well, I move that we adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Thank you for all the information.
Favor? Aye.
It's very helpful.
A lot of it. Okay.